The U.S. Open tennis tournament ended Sunday in New York City. Daniil Medvedev of Russia won the men's competition, defeating Novak Djokovic of Serbia. A day earlier, Briton Emma Raducanu captured the championship in play against Leila Fernandez of Canada in two sets. The men's final placed the two top tennis players against each other. Djokovic is number one in the world. Medvedev is number two. Djokovic was seeking a record at the event. He hoped to win the first Grand Slam since Australian Rod Laver did it in 1969. In tennis, the Grand Slam means winning all four major tournaments in the same year. Djokovic won the first three, the Australian Open, the French Open, and Wimbledon. But it was not to be. The 25-year-old Medvedev won in three sets, each 6-4. The Associated Press described his performance as seemingly effortless, with pinpoint serving. It was the first major championship for Medvedev. After his win, he praised the 34-year-old Djokovic. "I've never said this to anybody, but I'll say it right now. For me, you are the greatest tennis player in history." Medvedev said defeating such a player made him feel more sure about his future in the sport. Djokovic was brought to tears by the end of the match. He also praised Medvedev. "Just congratulate him, full credit, from his mentality, his approach, his game, everything." As to his own play, Djokovic said, "He knows he could have and should have played better. Just energy-wise, I felt slow," he added. He also thanked the tennis fans who came to Arthur Ashe Stadium to see the match. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, fans were not permitted in 2020. Djokovic, 34, remains tied with Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal with 20 major championships. The women's final Saturday brought together two little-known teenagers. The victor, Emma Raducanu, had played in her first professional tournament only 3 months earlier. Raducanu's win was called improbable. She is the first U.S. Open women's champion to come out of the group of qualifiers. Qualifiers are players who are not guaranteed a chance to be in the tournament. She had to play three matches just to get into the main part of the two-week event. Next, Raducanu had to win six more times to reach the final. She won every set she played, becoming the first to do so since Serena Williams in 2014. Raducanu was born in Canada and moved to Britain as a small child. She is the first British woman to win a major singles tournament since 1977. At 18, Raducanu is also the youngest Grand Slam tournament winner since 2004. Fernandez is 19. She entered the match as the 73rd ranked player in the world. She was an unlikely opponent in a tournament that included top-ranked players, including Naomi Osaka and Ash Barty. Before this year's U.S. Open, Fernandez had never made it past the third round of a major tournament. The last time the two women had played was during the Wimbledon Junior Tournament in 2018. Raducanu's win came with some worry and some blood. She went to the ground, trying to return a shot from Fernandez late in the second set, and hurt her leg. The umpire stopped the match so she could get medical treatment. When she returned, she won the next game and the match. "I can't believe it," Raducanu said. With the win, she earned $2.5 million and a congratulatory message from Queen Elizabeth, who called the victory a remarkable achievement at such a young age. The next major tournament is the 2022 Australian Open, which opens on January 17th. I'm Dan Friedel.